We're on the phone with Coach Jim Stoner of the Lafayette County Huskers. Coach Stoner, thanks, and welcome to the first night of the Basketball Fifth Quarter Show. And I'm sure you guys have got off to a fairly good start. You've always got a good program. If you can, tell us about the games. You had one on Monday against Lathrop, and then, of course, last night against Lawson. Coach Stoner, let's start with Monday. How did it go against Lathrop?
Yeah, well, it was a good way to start the season. Lathrop was missing one of their starters, and they're a pretty young team. We've had a freshman lead them in scoring, so the future is definitely bright for Lathrop. But our kids did a good job coming out. You know, first game, still haven't had the football players back about 2 weeks, and they really did a good job getting up and down the floor, and I thought rebounding the ball was pretty important for us.
And you played the boards pretty well, it looks like, and also held them just to 33 points. Was there any special defense you were running, or just?
Yeah, we missed it. First game, we're all, I'm sure everybody's trying to still figure some things out and put things together, and we had some kids like Alex Nolte and Brett Nolte really hit the boards well for us, and got some stick backs, which is always nice to get some second shot opportunities. But those two really set the tone the first night. I believe they had 19 and 12 points respectively, and about, I think, 9 and 8 rebounds apiece.
Excellent. And basically, was there anything else that you saw that game that was a positive that you can build on, or maybe something also you might want to work on over the next week or so?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We thought the kids shared the ball really well. We had four kids in double figures. Kyle Taylor, starting two guard, had 15, and Landon Figg, in limited time, had 11 for us. As we played everybody, there's a lot of sharing of the ball and a lot of minutes to be had by everyone.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your first win of the season against Lathrop, again, 75-33. Last night, Lawson.
Yeah.
A bit closer in this contest, 60-49. Tell us about how you dealt with the Cardinals.
Well, Lawson's going to be very, very good this year. And I know they've just had some kids back just this week, with their incredible football run that they had. And the Wood and Shobe kid have been varsity players now, starting the third year, so they've got experience as well. And Coach Smith just does a tremendous job every year, and his kids always get better throughout the season. We knew we'd be in for dogfight. We knew we'd have to play well, and sure enough, sometimes they can make you struggle the way they play defense. And we were down 4 at half, actually, 23-19, and lo and behold, kids really turned things around, scored 23 third quarter points, and took a 7-point lead in the fourth. I think we got our biggest lead was 13 or 14, and kind of hung around 10, 11 points there for most of the fourth quarter. So it was a good road win for us. Kids really played well.
Yeah, definitely. If you can hold off an opponent and come back, or keep them close and hold off a run by them, that's a good accomplishment. Coach,
yeah.
What do you see next? Who do you play next? How much time between now and the next game?
Well, we play in the Husker Classic next week with, I think, Brookfield's our first-round opponent on Tuesday. And, I'm trying to still figure some things out and put things together. And I would like to mention we did have 3 kids in double figures against Lawson that played really well. Landon Figg had 19 and really set the tone for us last night, especially in the third quarter. And then Alex Nolte had 12 and Brett Nolte had 10. It's nice to get that balanced scoring and contributions, and Kyle Taylor had 8, and Matt Gibson hit 2 big 3, so along with Blaine Wheeler giving us really good ball handling. So really excited with that win. And, like I said, next week we got Brookfield first, and there's some good teams that will be at our tournament, and we look forward to that competition.
Well, Coach, I understand. I know you will be. And also, you talk about Blaine Wheeler. And if I remember, I've seen Fig and I've seen the Nolte's over the past couple of years. And I know that they're upperclassmen leaders. Tell us about Blaine Wheeler. He's fairly new to this squad, isn't he? He was playing some of the junior varsity last year. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. And Blaine, I felt, got some important experience last year. He did get in some games, probably more earlier in the season than later. But he ran the show for the JV from the point guard position, and I thought he got some valuable minutes for us. at the varsity level. And, you know, not a lot, but enough to get his feet wet and get some confidence coming in this year. And he had a really good summer, and he's done a good job of kind of taking control of the point guard position for us.
Well, Coach Stoner, best of luck to you in the Husker Classic coming up, and we definitely want to hear great things out of you this year, and please call us again next week. We want to hear how it goes at the tournament.
You bet. Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Coach Jim Stoner of the Lafayette County Huskers off to a 2-0 start on the season, and they're part of the fifth quarter show on KMZU.